thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
For most American moviegoers, this music and film may seem exotic, but not to natives of India and the South Asian subcontinent. The nation claims more than a dozen official languages and hundreds of dialects. Bollywood films, playing to an expanding international audience, are usually shot in one of four predominant languages, with English sprinkled throughout.
You're in love, aren't you? Pyar karte na usse?
Ji, Papa.
Yes! Dekha nandini maine kya kaha tha? Maine kaha tha na, do I know my son or what?
Oh, I'm so happy.
This film from a few years ago, Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham, is among the all-time Bollywood hits. It's a family saga in which the eldest son is disowned by the wealthy father because the young man won't marry the woman chosen for him. The inherent conflict of romance versus an arranged marriage drives the plot in many Bollywood movies. The film's love story and coming-of-age tale mixes melodrama and serious drama with elaborate, fantasy-like song and dance numbers and, in typical Bollywood fashion, an intermission. All these are rare in Hollywood, but not Bollywood.
You know, I mean, if a lot of Americans watched Indian movies, they would think, like, what is this? You know, this would never happen in real life.
Asha Tabani is in a movie theater lobby waiting to see a Bollywood film at Funasia in Richardson. Locally, the movie chain boasts 17 Bollywood screens, some here in Irving and Houston. For Tabani, it's a bit of home. From Pakistan originally, the student has lived in Dallas for 10 years.
I mean, sometimes it's just too much, but it's entertaining, you know, for us, and we can identify with the culture and everything, so that's why it's entertaining, you know. It's, you know, Indian movies have this sort of innocence to them, you know, where in a lot of American movies you'll see a lot of vulgar, you know, controversial things, but Indian movies, you know, you can go and watch
family,
an Indian movie with the whole
family,
you know, with kids and adults, and it'll be entertaining for, you know, every age group.
Films drive South Asian pop culture, which is why Bollywood movies are the cornerstone and income generator of the Richardson-based business Funasia. The five-year-old for-profit operation pays for a lot of social services for the North Texas Indian and immigrant communities. Funasia's co-founder and CEO, Dr. Farooq Hamid, says that was by design. The films and the Funasia-sponsored concerts, with top Indian performers known as playback singers because they sing the pop hits that Bollywood stars lip-sync, attract volunteers.
You tell me, if you ask people to come and help out to do a social service thing, how many people will show up? And if you ask people to come, we're going to have a huge concert with the top stars from Bollywood, come help out, and, you know, the funds will be used for this, that, or whatever. How many people do you think will show up? We had never had any problem with people showing up to help out with that.
Hamid's organization has brought in some of Bollywood's biggest musical stars, like A.R. Rahman. Called the Mozart of Madras, now known as Chennai, he's compared to Star Wars composer John Williams. But Rahman might even be bigger. That's because Bollywood songs are the subcontinent's pop music, dominating Indian radio waves. With more recording sales than the Beatles, Rahman's more like John Williams and a superstar like Sting.
Film is really big, probably one, I would say, 20 times more than a pop album. And if the film becomes a hit, it becomes 80 times more. So it's the proportion of what a film does, like carries the music, is unbelievable.
Hailed as a genius, the 41-year-old composer and singer is credited with revolutionizing Indian music by spreading it worldwide.
My initial intention was to have music made from my part of the world to reach out to everyone, like how I used to listen to all the Western bands like Queen or Rush or Dave Grusin or Chick Corea, you know, or John Williams and stuff. I wanted our music to go to that level where people could enjoy.
These days, Rahman's music and other Bollywood songs are so big, they're released in advance of the movie to promote it. This song's been out for weeks. It's one of many from the huge Indian release Om Shanti Om that just opened worldwide, including here in Richardson, on the same day as the significant religious festival day called Deepavali or Diwali, a festival of lights. Bollywood films, like their music, are also becoming more popular worldwide. They capture South Asian culture and so carefully observe ratings guidelines that entire extended families will show up to see a film. Funasia's Dr. Hamid says movie makers aim to deliver a product with broad, broad appeal.
It's the expectation that you will get to see new dresses, a lot of colorful saris, and you will see all this music and songs and all that as part of the entertainment. It's still where people need something to kill time. So they want to go for a movie and have 3 hours of entertainment and another hour in conversation about the movie to kill time, and that's entertainment. You get your money's worth.
In North Texas, tens of thousands spend money at Funasia, which Hamid says pulled in $2 million last year. That's before expanding into Houston. Patrick Corcoran with the National Association of Theater Owners says Bollywood pictures often fly under the radar, but based on impressive numbers, he suspects the films are reaching more than just South Asians.
The Bollywood influence is picking up a little bit. Like I said, it's something that I've just sort of been aware of, the way it's been percolating along at a certain level, which, you know, movies that I'd never heard of, and all of a sudden I go, how did that make $3 million? You know, it sort of catches you by surprise.
Freelance Bollywood journalist David Shute in Los Angeles isn't that surprised. He's followed the industry for years and says with the growth of digital technology and subtitled DVDs, numbers of Indian film viewers, especially among South Asian transplants, will keep growing.
There are lots of people in the big cities in India now who are middle class and urban and westernized on a deeper level than we really maybe realize. They're young people, they go out, they don't expect to live as part of a joint family in their parents' house anymore with the grandparents and, you know, their brother and their sister-in-law all together in the same big house. Not anymore.
Shute expects to see that Indian immigrant focus grow in new Bollywood storylines. He also expects more and more U.S. natives to catch on to Bollywood productions. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.
Thank you. Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.